few moments ago, the body was treated to a report from the senator from Iowa about his recent trip to Cuba. It sounded like he had a wonderful trip, visiting what he described as a real paradise. He bragged about a number of things that he learned on his trip to Cuba that I'd like to address briefly. He bragged about their healthcare system. Medical school's free, doctors are free, clinics are free. Their infant mortality rate may be even lower than ours. I wonder if the senator, however, was informed, number one, that the infant mortality rate of Cuba is completely calculated on figures provided by the Cuban government. And by the way, totalitarian communist regimes don't have the best history of accurately reporting things. I wonder if he was informed that before Castro, Cuba, by the way, was 13th in the whole world in infant mortality. I wonder if the government officials who hosted them informed him that in Cuba, there are instances reported, including by defectors, that if a child only lives a few hours after birth, they're not counted as a person who ever lived, and therefore don't count against the mortality rate. I wonder if our visitors to Cuba were informed that in Cuba, anytime there is any sort of problem with the child in utero, they are strongly encouraged to undergo abortions. And that's why they have an abortion rate that skyrockets, and some say is perhaps the highest in the world. Also talk about these great doctors that they have in Cuba, and I'm no doubt they're very talented. I've met a bunch of them. You know where I met them? In the United States, because they defected. Because in Cuba, doctors would rather drive a taxi cab or work in a hotel than be a doctor. I wonder if they spoke to him about the outbreak of cholera that they've been unable to control, or about the three-tiered system of healthcare that exists, which foreigners and government officials get a healthcare much better than that that's available to the general population. I also heard him speak about baseball, and I know the Cubans love baseball since my parents were from there and I grew up in a community surrounded by it. He talked about these great baseball players that are coming from Cuba, and they are. But I wonder if they informed him. In fact, I bet you they didn't talk about those players to him, because every single one of those guys playing in the major leagues defected. They left Cuba to play here. He also talked about how people would come up to him in the streets and not a single person said anything negative about America. Nobody came up to him wagging their finger saying, "You Americans and your embargo is hurting us." I'm glad to hear that. Because everyone who wants to lift the embargo is constantly telling us that the Castros used that to turn the people against us. So obviously that's not true. So I'm glad to hear confirmation of what I already knew to be true. I heard about their wonderful literacy rate, how everyone in Cuba knows how to read. That's fantastic. Here's the problem. They can only read censored stuff. They're not allowed access to the internet. The only newspapers they're allowed to read are Granma or the ones produced by the government. I wish that someone on that trip would have asked the average Cuban, with your wonderful literacy skills, are you allowed to read the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or any blog for that matter? Because the answer is no. So it's great to have literacy, but if you don't have access to the information, what's the point of it?